case number 11,596. Gentlemen, this is for that garage studio, the minimum square footage. Let me see how that was tabled by that Mr. Mills. Yes, Mr. Mills. We sent him back for what this gentleman
to explain.
I believe the record was left open for the applicant to provide additional information and to respond to, again, to the criteria.
I believe the applicant is here, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I see him sitting right there.
I'm hard of hearing, sir.
Yes, Mr.
Yes,
Amos,
sir.
If you want to come up to the podium.
Could you please
perhaps,
come up to the podium?
Ms. Cornwell, if you could read the introduction to the application.
Thank you.
Anyone else here of interest?
We're going to discuss 11596 John and David Amos. He's seeking a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment for section 115-40C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Cannon Street, approximately 452 feet east of Forest Drive within Orchard Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 28251 Cannon Street, Millsboro. The property is zoned GR. The tax map is District 234, map 35.05, parcel 18. And again, the special use exception for the garage studio apartment was granted last fall.
Okay.
And Mr. Amos, need to have you sworn in again, if you don't mind coming back up. New night, so. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John David Amos, 3862 Salem Church.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth,
yeah,
and nothing but the truth?
Yeah,
sir.
Thank you much.
The 375 we were after. You'd have to explain this for us.
I apologize. Last time I was before you all, I was requested to do two things: revise your original application and give an exact square footage of what I wanted.
Sir,
can you
could you just favor and stay at the podium?
He can't see.
Oh, he can't see. Okay.
Oh.
That's why I'm.
I got you.
Can you come over this way a little bit more and talk right into this one, please?
Our microphones are good, but sometimes they don't catch people when they're away from them like that.
In answer to the first question, which you all have a copy of, I apologize. I would have had copies for each of you, but coming down, I got in a bad rainstorm up there between Elkton, Maryland, and Glasgow, Delaware, and almost to Odessa,
okay,
Delaware. And it was too late for me to get copies.
That's fine, sir. Go with you, go.
So I'll read this. To the uniqueness of the property, question number one. The property located at 28251 Cannon Street had a two-car garage. The previous owner started to convert the said garage into a garage apartment, which was once the right side of the great garage bay is now finished living space. This area has an entrance, dining area, kitchen, and a bathroom. There are no bedrooms, sitting area, closet space, laundry room, or utility mechanical room. The previous owner also started construction on the upper level. The upper level has an attic ceiling. The ceiling height restriction reduces the practical living space to the upper level, although entire floor space is used in the square footage calculation area. In order to complete the garage apartment, a staircase must be installed for convenience and possibly meet building code requirements. The left garage bay must be finished to accommodate such staircase. This cannot be accomplished without exceeding the maximum square footage allowed to building code. And I thought this had all been taken care of last July, because I had a letter from the zoning department. They wouldn't count that and I would have been home free. But there's a problem between zoning and building code, which is what's the problem is. So, number two, I purchased the property with the intention of completing the garage apartment project for rental income and potential future family occupancy. No, answer number two, cannot otherwise be developed. This building is no longer functional as a two-car garage. Without the variance, the garage apartment cannot be completed. This decreases the property value and negatively impacts the neighbor's property value. In other words, when my property value goes up, other ones do. I'm not figuring on selling that property in my lifetime, but the better the property's kept and the more comfortable it is for somebody to live in, the more valuable it is. And the more valuable that is, it increases property values neighboring and also increases your tax revenue. Answer number three, not created by the applicant. The previous owner of the property started to convert the two-car garage into a garage apartment. At present, the structure is not functional as a garage or garage apartment. This has subsequently degraded the functionality of the two-car garage and the overall property value. Number four, will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed variance request, if approved, will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The exterior of the structure will not change. This variance will not impair the adjacent property in any way on the or be determined to public value. A completed garage apartment with proposed square footage variance will improve the value of the property, improve the value of the neighboring properties as well. Minimum variance, number five. The variance requested is the minimum amount required to install staircase meeting building code while constructing a cosmetic, appealing, and functioning living space. This requested variance will ultimately increase property values. This is what's the problem on the upstairs, the ceiling height. This is only 7'3" here. So in here, this is 4'2". You can't stand up there. I question where does the living area begin and where does the just a vacant space go to? Now, my first, there is some options on this. My first option, and I think would probably be beneficial to everyone, is to take the square footage up or lower level and total, which comes to 1,132 square foot. In that area, there's some of it that is really non-accessible on the second floor due to the ceiling height. But that would eliminate any conflict between your two departments here in Sussex County between zoning and building code. It would make the most appeasable apartment. I can shorten things up, cram things up to eliminate some of the square footage, but it wouldn't make as nice an apartment. So would you want me to go on or would you just want to vote on that?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
One of the questions that I had after the last meeting, and I suspect the board did as well, if I recall, was the amount of the size of the variance you were requesting.
Right.
And in the application, it said it was a variance of 325 square feet from the maximum allowable of 800. So that would, what that would indicate to me is that you were seeking to use 1,125 square feet for living space. Do you have a calculation as to how much of this you're planning on using for living space right now?
Well,
1132, or is that, I thought that was the second floor.
No, that's
the whole thing?
Everything, yes, okay. Sir.
All right.
So you want a variance of 332 square feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's what we need.
I thought I heard second floor. That's why bells are ringing a little bit. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of space lost on the second floor.
That's what.
There's first and second.
Mr. Lang, from a code perspective with this, do we have an issue? Because he's going to be using that entire second floor, even though some of it has this shorter ceiling height. How are we calculating that from the county's perspective?
We're looking at, for zoning purposes, he's asking for that square footage.
It's living space, even though it may not be livable space.
It's living space. Typically, conversation we've had before on other projects, we do not count the garage as living space. We don't count the porches, which are not enclosed. Anything that's not enclosed isn't counted as living space. You're talking about living space, which is what's being occupied.
So that represents 332 square feet?
Well, it's 800 plus 332 square feet.
Right.
Well,
that's or 1132. Yeah.
Mr. Amos, my question then to you is, when you calculate 1132, were you calculating including that space that you said is unlivable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that was the exact square footage of the floor, second level, and first level, total floor space.
I just want to make sure I had that.
With the exception of this, your joists go on out and this floor comes down, this is a knee wall. I didn't include any because that's a crawl space.
Okay.
But it's all this floor space, first and second floor.
Okay, so even
yes,
the part
sir.
Where the ceiling is a little lower.
Yes, sir.
But
right.
Still accessible.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, to deal with building code when it comes to the ceiling height and the structural, actual construction.
Right. Yeah, all we want to know is what variance you need. You need 332 square feet. Okay. I don't want to hear about the stairs. I don't want to hear. You really had me going last time you were here.
But that just includes everything and
well,
no
okay,
problem.
That's great.
Right. That's what
great.
I thought.
I think that's what Mr. We'll Mills wanted you to do.
Sorry?
That's what Mr. Mills wanted you to do, to give him an answer of how many square feet you actually wanted.
Okay. Now we know. Mr. Mills.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got her now. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hudson.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bridges.
Yes.
Mr. Workman.
Yes.
And I'm satisfied. Now we know. Okay. Gentlemen, there's no further discussion. Shall I entertain a
Mr. Amos, I appreciate the fact that you better address the standards this time as well.
Yes, he did.
It gives us something to work with.
Right.
And having said that, I think that what I didn't understand before necessarily was the fact that this was a property that you bought that someone else had started the project and didn't finish, and your assumption was you could go ahead and finish it.
Right.
And I think that does make the create a certain uniqueness in the property and necessary to afford reasonable use of the property. And since the previous owner had started that project and you bought it under the impression that it could be completed, then I think that constitutes the fact that it's not necessarily created by you. You don't feel that it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. And I think your request is a minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,596.
Thank you.
Do I have a second that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,596. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,596 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes,
all
sir.
Of you. And I appreciate you hearing me the second time.
Okay. You're certainly welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, and be safe going home.
One of my weaker is speaking and writing. I'm not a desk man too good.
You've done very well, let me tell you. You did good.
Thank you.
Good. Be care- like I said, be careful going home. Okay, gentlemen.